This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. The charts and the stories for the week of August 26th through the 30th. We leave at the end of the month of August, so it'll be September before you know it. And we'll continue every week overviewing what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It's the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits in talk radio, research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. They've come up with the top 10 stories of the week, top people on the list. So let's see if we can go through these. I'm just going to go through those, then I want to stop on some of them.
With
our cast. We'll review them more thoroughly. That's the voice of Victoria Jones, who's with us from the D.C. radio company. You might get from that, it's the Direct Current radio company. I'm sure it also has something to do with her proximity to Washington. Here's somebody who has alternating current, Rick Jensen, who comes from DEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden in the studio at Radio America. So I may call upon the services of John Harper, WMEL, because the number 10 story is Hurricane Dorian. Was the story of Dorian Gray. That's the only other time I've ever heard that name. Anybody know anybody named Dorian?
No, but I have to say, I wonder whether you have a painting in a cupboard somewhere, Doug.
Of me when I'm 64 or when
no,
I'm
because
94,
because right? You are remarkably, you look about
like Dorian
40.
Gray. Yes.
Yeah, you look about 40.
Well, thank you. I feel about 40. So there, we'll leave it at that. How about them apples? I just posted on my Facebook page, facebook.com/ Doug Steffen, a picture of four aging but yet still active, not retired television and movie personalities. So you look at them, and my comment was, this is what not retiring gets you. Because I'm not interested in not retiring. I'd be happy to be active like they are in their 90s. It's a pretty cute shot of Mel Brooks and Norman Lear. And, all right, so I'm digressing. But anyway, it has to do with Dorian. Thank you. How do we really get off the mark on that one, Victoria?
So fast.
Yes, yeah, quickly. Yeah, I get distracted quickly. That's number 10. Number 9, the Democrats and the League of Four, or what do they call themselves? The bunch of four, or the squad. Yes.
The odd squad.
The odd squad. Oh, I like that.
The odd squad.
The odd squad. Remember the mod squad? I'm sure that's a play on that on television.
And I know how much you really revere Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
I love them.
I thought I might share one with you. I have a gift for you for this holiday weekend, Doug.
Really?
Yeah. How about Ocasio-Sans Cortex?
Cortex.
Okay, you can
her
give that
brain
one back.
Cortex.
Her cortex. Sans cortex. Yeah.
Oh, without her cortex. Okay. Yeah. I'll think about that. I'm actually going to go. Did you see the story? This is another digression, Victoria. Might as well digress and completely digress.
Oh yeah.
You know the story of Kara. Who was it that went into the photograph? One of the singers that went into
Casey Musgraves.
Casey Musgraves. Right, okay. So Casey Musgraves is in Los Angeles and is traveling in Koreatown, and there's a little photo shop in Koreatown that isn't doing very well, so she goes in, takes a picture of herself, and then starts tweeting about this poor little guy that has opened this little photo shop, been there since the 1990s, not doing well, so why don't you patronize? There are like 40-some-odd thousand hits now. And I looked at it where it is in Koreatown. I'm going to take care of my grandson, Miles, this weekend. So I think I'll go to Koreatown and have my picture taken there with him. And we'll post it. How about that? Speaking of whatever it was that we were speaking of.
And see if you get 40,000 likes.
Exactly. Number 8 on the countdown is the usual Trump versus the media and all the biases in the media. Yeah. Number 7... Another shootout in North Carolina.
Well, not shootout.
Well, the guy who shot it up got arrested. So what do you want to add something to that? I don't want
to. Yeah, because other students spotted the guns and thought he was weird and managed to stop it before he did it. He was planning to do it before Christmas, and he was arrested.
Did you see the story, another college campus, the College of Southern Nevada, where a student showed up and was arrested and charged after officers discovered a rifle? Somebody saw a rifle in the backseat of this guy's car, so they reported it to the police. They opened up his trunk. He had 2,000 rounds of ammunition in his car. Why do we have 2,000 rounds of ammunition in a car going to school?
Did they find out?
Apparently not yet, but they're looking into it. But this is acting on a tip from other students. Number six, race relations. I don't know what that's. What do we? This goes on and on and on. The immigration thing. I think immigration is a part of this. That's number six. Presidential race number five. Brexit number four. The G7 number three. What's happening in the markets number two, and our relationship with China and the trade war number one. In terms of people, there are a lot of politicians, the usual list of people. I find the Emmanuel Macron thing with the president of Brazil to be among one of the most interesting dynamics of the week. What do you think? Well, because the president of Brazil has been offered $20-some-odd million to help fight the fires that he started in the Amazon rainforest. The burning down trees so they can have, grow more cattle.
Killing animals and birds and fish to the extent. And there's a gorgeous pink dolphin, by the way, that only lives there. Animals are going to become extinct. But this is not only affecting everything. This is affecting medicine.
Yeah, affecting all of our lives. The air we breathe, all that stuff. So anyway, the reason that the president of Brazil said he's not going to take the money is because it was offered by a group including the president of France, Mr. Macron, who was upset and said something about the president of Brazil because the president of Brazil said something about Macron's older wife. And apparently it was disparaging. So these guys are like a couple of school-age kids going to fight it out in the... And meanwhile, the forest burns to the ground.
Well, allow me to be the voice of dissent here, my friends, because I apparently have been reading a lot from the wrong PhDs. We have environmentalists, conservationists who've been in the Amazon saying, you know what, first of all, it's not the lungs of the earth, that's the oceans, and quite honestly, the bioorganisms, insects and such use up the oxygen that's produced there in the rainforest. Yeah. We've actually had global tree cover expanding more than 7% since 1982. And the vast majority of these fires are actually farmland. They're not trees that are burning. Yeah. So I think there's a lot more going on here.
The news media is
not being reported by the press.
But you had to seek to find those studies.
Yeah.
Isn't that something about the media then? Now,
of course
it's not.
It's because there aren't many scientists who are saying that.
NPR, for example, is one. PBS NewsHour was another source there where you had these scientists who are actually there. They're not in Sao Paulo, 2,500 miles away.
Stuff about it not affecting the oxygen as much as they've said. But that's the ancillary side of the story. The fires aren't good, no matter how you slice it, not good. There are some fires like that that are good, that burn out the old dead matter and make things grow better. But in this region, these trees are, they're in danger, and it's not good. And certainly, depending on what your view of methane gas is, I don't happen to have the same view that a lot of other people do, but that's because I'm a cow guy on the farm, so maybe I'm prejudiced somewhat. And that reflects, we all are prejudiced to a certain extent, and that colors how we see the news and how we interpret what's going on. Victoria, you're colored by your experiences, and Rick, you're colored, I'm colored, Richie's colored, we're all colored by our experiences. And
well, true enough, but I'm reading people who have different experiences, like Michael Schellenberg.
I've read the same magazines. Stuff. Yeah, I've read the same thing. So you and I would not agree with Victoria, or she wouldn't agree with us. That's okay. That's the what makes the world go round. 16 after the hour, the talk radio review. I want you to, if you don't mind, I'm going to suggest something that will help you have brighter, whiter teeth, and therefore a better smile. You all like to have a better smile, right? And not using abrasives, not using chemicals, not using fluoride toothpaste, for example, not using baking powder. Can you imagine using baking soda? It eats away. It itches. It etches away at the enamel and exposes your teeth. That's why you get tooth decay. You want to get rid of the deep yellowed stains for sure, but the best way to do it is with Power Swabs, an all-natural approach to whiten your teeth. An average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades in 7 days. Let's work on it together. I'll send you to the place where you can get them, and then we can practice doing it together. 800-208-1797. You get the Power Swabs. You break open the end of the tip, little tube that has all of the ingredients in it. You take the Q-tip and you wipe it around on your teeth, and in 5 minutes you'll see your teeth get whiter right before your very teeth, before your very eyes. So this thing is not, this is not fly by night. This company's been around, the doctor invented it. I started talking about these things on the air 8 years ago, and I'm sure that we've helped sell a lot of Power Swabs. Non-toxic ingredients, all natural. 800-208-1797. So get rid of the yellow stains on your teeth the safe, easy, fast, and smart way with Power Swabs. Order them now at 800-208-1797. And that's the only way, by the way, you get the half-price deal. Use the code DJV on the phone only. 800-208-1797. What a great smile you'll have after that.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com, or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 and change at the hour here on the Talk Radio Roundup. I'm Doug Steffen here with my colleagues, Victoria Jones from the Direct Current Radio Company, Rick Jensen from the Alternating Current WDEL in Wilmington. I think I've gotten as much out of that as I can. And Rich McFadden at Radio America in Washington. We are on number 4 this week in the story list from Talkers Magazine, which is published, by the way, every week in its entirety at talkers.com, should you wish to consult the list at any time, even though we repeat it several times during the program. Don't always stick to it in order, but there is the fact and the information right there at talkers.com. Now, number 4 has to do with Boris, who is a bonehead. I call him boneheaded Boris. That's my read on him at this point. The Queen's involved in the Brexit Act now, and the best person I know to review this information is the one and only Victoria Jones, who is a limey from the roots.
Oh, thank you so much. So I became a United States citizen on November the 20th, 1995.
Congratulations.
Make that. Thank you so much. Let me just make that very clear.
Okay, that's clear now. What about Boris?
Did you sneak into the country illegally, or did you come with a...
I flew in on a British Airways flight.
That's what my wife says.
She snuck in with a rock band.
She says, the Colombians, she goes, we don't sneak into your country. We fly in, usually first class.
Right, yeah.
Actually, I did fly in first class.
I'm sure.
But anyway, so there we go. Yeah. So what's going on is, in this ongoing complete bleep storm that is a debacle of Britain trying to leave the European Union, by Halloween, now Boris Johnson is the new Prime Minister. Conservative Party, elected by only members of the Conservative Party. People who voted for him were mostly white men in their 50s like him. So there's a sort of feeling of, okay. But he is now the new leader of the country. So he fired everybody in his cabinet, brought in a new cabinet of Brexiteers, like Three Musketeers. And the new people who oppose him are known as the Rebel Alliance. in government. This is what they're being dubbed. I mean, the whole thing is very funny. So what he's done is there is normally a brief pause in September of the parliament, because they have party conferences. Then they come back, the Queen gives a speech to open Parliament, and off they go. But because they're leaving the EU on Halloween, everybody, or nearly everybody, does not agree with the way Boris wants to leave at this point, which is no deal, crash out, possibly crash the markets worldwide, damaging the European stock market, the Asian stock market, the American stock market, certainly the British stock market. So this could impact us. And his own party doesn't want to do this. So he said, we're going to suspend Parliament for 5 weeks because I've got a domestic agenda. And everyone's going, really? It's called proroguing, which everybody madly went to look up in the Oxford Dictionary because they'd forgotten what it meant. He had to go and ask the Queen who's on vacation in Scotland, so he didn't actually go. She had no choice but to say yes, which puts her in a very difficult position. And people are so livid, furious, toxically raged that they're plotting like lunatics this weekend over how they can block him. Not even how they're going to change what they're going to do on Brexit, but how they're going to block him. And the ideal way to do it is to form some kind of coalition government. But they all hate Jeremy Corbyn, the Labour leader, so much that they can't do it.
Welcome to American politics, British style. More continuing on the Talk Radio Review. It's 28 past the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Dorian is a Category 4 storm. Winds are now 140 miles per hour as it heads towards the Bahamas. Center Director Ken Graham.
Hurricane warnings out for portions of the North Bahamas with a major hurricane here, so a lot of wind, a lot of rain.
He says the high winds could do a lot of damage to the Bahamas over the weekend. The forecast calls for the storm to head for Florida's east coast.
You could get places with 6 to 10 inches of rain, even 10 to 15.
Graham says a typical Category 4 storm surge is 10 feet or more. President Trump spoke about his Florida resort, Mar-a-Lago, being in an area that could get hit.
Mar-a-Lago can handle itself. That's a very powerful place. The thing I'm worried about is the state of Florida.
Some forecasters say the storm could turn north by Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good." So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised. Because my wound, like, closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here I am, the teacher, Doug Steffen, with my students, Rich McFadden, who's at Radio America. He's learned a lot from me over the years. Victoria Jones, it's been an equal relationship. I've learned from her. She's learned from me. And then there's Rick Jensen out of WDEL.
I'm still working on my extra credit. I'm working on my extra credit here, Professor.
Please, sir.
Put the paper in.
After school.
I have some more.
Come in. You know, bring you to detention. All right. So we want to have you understand what's going on in the world of talk radio, news talk radio, thus the survey from Talkers Magazine and our discussion of the various items that are of interest and import, hopefully, to you. Richie, would you do me a favor?
Yeah.
I think we would be well served. I meant to ask you to do this when we were off the air, but it doesn't hurt. Will you get John Harper for us? Because I want to talk to him. He's got some observations about Hurricane Dorian that I think will be instructive for the audience. All right? So that would be a help as we go through a couple of other things here. That are, I think, let me go back, Victoria, to what you were just talking about with regard to Brexit and the hardliners. I never have understood in politics or in life people who are hardliners, because there's always need for life is built on compromise. It's built on discussion. It's built on working and negotiating. So as it hasn't worked particularly well for Trump in many instances, not all of them, the things I think the taking China to task and the trade problems is a good thing. I think we need to be doing what we're doing. I hope that it doesn't send the markets into a never-never land, and I, you know, it won't, but it will have some impact until it's all worked out. The stock market has shown that this week. That's number two item on the countdown. But why people put guys like Boris, I suppose Trump as well, into office when they know, especially with Boris, that it's headed for a disaster. And that most people in England, it's kind of an oxymoronic thing, because most people now in England don't want Brexit. They don't want to get out of the European Union, but they don't know how to They don't seem to be clever enough to figure out how to stop it. And for whatever the reason, what's Boris's axe here? Why does he want so definitively to get out and then suffer the real hurtful consequences of the Brexit?
Well, what happened in this instance was that Theresa May was such a disaster.
Yes.
Who was the previous prime minister, that she had to go. And so then there was a leadership contest. And in British politics, the leadership contest for the leader of whichever party is in power is only held within that party. So if you could imagine it, it would be only held within the Republican Party. So you, and it works that you sign up to be a member of the party. So they all run against each other and they get voted off the island. And it ended up with two people running, Boris Johnson and the guy who lost. And then it's turned over.
What a great description. There's Boris Johnson, and then there's the guy who lost.
The guy who lost. And right. So then they say, okay, so then we're having the vote, and it's turned over to registered members of the Conservative Party, of which there are a few hundred thousand, less than 300,000 or 400,000, in the country. A country of 60 million people.
30 or 40 million voters. So that tells you something.
Yeah, and 60 right million people. So, yeah. So that's so, and of them, not all of them voted. So, and of course, not everybody voted for Boris, but the majority did. So that's who elects him, and so they elect Boris as the leader of the Conservative Party. Party in power by one vote automatically becomes the prime minister. So it's not a vote by the people of the country. Because of the system, that's how it happens.
Well, it's not a great... Why is it, I guess maybe in general, that we seem to, in a collective sense, the status in the League of Nations around the world, we seem to have such horrible leadership everywhere. Why is it that we just don't seem to have...
Well let me ask...
Too many people?
Well,
I mean, that's what it is.
What you were saying.
Yeah,
but,
right.
But you were saying, why can't they meet in the middle? Why can't they come to agreement? Isn't that what Theresa May was trying to do, Victoria? Give something like 21 months to work out how they would actually do this?
She wasn't that smart. Yeah, but she's not that smart.
But nobody would come together around that, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't come together here about much of anything.
She was sort of trying. She was sort of trying. But the thing was that what she brought before Parliament each time, which failed three times, was not substantially different each time. In fact, one time she wasn't allowed to bring it before Parliament because it was the same as the previous time. So they said, no, you can't bring it because you're bringing the same thing. You're not allowed to do that. So, and she was accused, whether rightly or wrongly, I don't know because I didn't follow it closely enough, of trying to not do Brexit for the country, but to do Brexit for the Conservative Party. Now, I don't know whether this is true. The other problem that Theresa May had, because she worked extremely hard, really tirelessly, is that Theresa May is somebody, she used to be Home Secretary, who's very, very focused on detail. But she doesn't have a vision. She never had a vision, and she's like a large liner that's not able to turn midstream. And she was never able to shift when the winds shifted. And that was a problem for her in negotiation.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, so that's that story. I think we've done justice to that. One of the other things that has come up this week, and I would like to get the room on this, James Comey is number 9 on the people list. He was chastised severely by several authorities this past week for not acting appropriately with the information he had at the FBI. Not that that surprises anybody. I think he's one of the biggest blowhards and grandstanders that we've seen for a long time, and that's saying something because we've got a whole lot of grandstanders and blowhards blowing around right now. Or have. I thought he was gone. But apparently the relentless pursuit of justice, truth, justice, and the American way.
The American way.
Yeah, which not necessarily leads to truth or justice. All right, so Rick, how did you deal with the James Comey scenario as we get to the latter part of the week?
Well, as usual, I laughed. James Comey goes out and says, hey, I'm vindicated.
very, very Trumpian, right? But he says, I'm vindicated. Right. And it turns out, no, not so much.
Not
just
so fast.
Because
yeah,
the inspector general, yeah, exactly, said that you didn't leak information. You gave it to others to leak the information. So that's pretty much like leaking the information. I'm wondering now what happens. Will you have the late night shows go after Comey like they did with Trump people? Of course not. But will there actually be any sort of meaningful investigation / prosecution? I doubt any of that is going to happen, you know? Where is the political drive to make that happen? And I suspect, in fact, I've often believed, Doug, and everybody else here, that a lot of these investigations are driven politically, have very, very little to do with the fact that anyone really cares about the rule of law.
Right. Nah. So who can we get? Gotcha!
Yeah. Yeah,
right?
Gotcha.
It's the same as what goes on in the news media. Gotcha! And who did you get and where'd you get? Every once in a while when I'm going to sleep, I turn on PBS and watch Amanpour, about how you pronounce her name. She's always annoyed the hell out of me. And she's even more annoying now because she's always right. And it's always this condescending PBS attitude that she has toward issues. She was perfect to go in that slot when Charlie Rose got booted because of his philandering. But her whole approach to that, just from the first day, I remember interviewing her once or talking to her. I didn't really interview her. And it was like, who are you? You know, like a fly, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so anyway, maybe you have a different read on her, Victoria. Maybe I shouldn't ask you just because you're an expatriated Brit, and so is she. Am I reading her correctly, incorrectly? Am I being unfair? That doesn't make any difference, and who cares?
I think she's very good on foreign affairs, very good on foreign news.
Yeah, okay, good. That's it. John Harper's going to join us in a minute with the latest on Hurricane Dorian, as it will apply over the course of the weekend, because this program is heard over the course of 3 days by people all over the country and all over the world. By the way, you can check on what's going on occasionally here at broadcast. You can always go to talkradiocountdownshow.com and get the podcast of the show, talkradiocountdownshow.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits, the stories. Let's go through them, all 10 of them, by the folks at Talkers Magazine. At number 10, the preparations and the concern about Dorian, the hurricane, making landfall in Florida. Number 9, the Odd Squad and the controversy surrounding them. At number 8, Trump versus the media. Number 7, North Carolina shooter that was nabbed before the act, if you will. Number 6, race relations and the immigration problem. Number 5, presidential race. Number 4, what's happening in England with Brexit. Number 3, the aftermath of the G7 summit. Number 2, what's happening in the markets, the stock market, etc., etc. And number 1, following up on that, sort of the relationship the United States has with China. All of those are the big-time stories, the big-time discussion topics, research done by Talkers Magazine.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Most of us remember our childhood best friend. The bonds we develop early in life teach us the value of friendship, and many of those bonds last a lifetime. Yet there is a debate in many American schools about banning the very concept of best friends. Some say it is exclusionary and mean, that it leads to cliques for some, while leaving others out. But the truth is that having good friends matters, and the ability to build relationships is vital to success. Schools cannot change human nature. Is it really their job to dictate social relationships or to worry about who likes whom? Kids need to make friends. That's healthy, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Now it's time for us to review the people list this week, the week of August 26th to the 30th, the last week of August. All right, lots going on as usual. Number 10, the president, Mr. Bolsonaro of Brazil. James Comey comes in at number 9. The Odd Squad comes in at number 8. 7, 6, 5, they're all the Democratic candidates. You've got the names, you know them all. Number 4 is Boris Johnson and the Queen. Who's going to address Parliament when they come back. It'll be interesting to see how that all floats with Mr. Johnson, the new Prime Minister of England. Emmanuel Macron, number 3 in the spotlight because of his feud with the previously mentioned Mr. Bolsonaro of Brazil. The President of China, Xi Jinping, and Donald Trump, no problem pronouncing his name. He's number 1 on the people list, courtesy, again, of the info we get every week on the countdown from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, 46 past the hour, Talk Radio Review. Here's John Harper, who runs WMEL on the Space Coast, up and down the Space Coast, from who knows where to who knows where. This Dorian character is going to inveigle herself. Somebody sent you an interesting Florida overview of hurricane hysteria that I thought you might want to share with us for a moment before you actually give us what's going on in terms of the storm and whose backyard it's going to hurt, and et cetera, John. So help yourself.
Actually, Doug, this hysteria has really overtaken virtually the entire state of Florida. I've been the veteran, as you know, of many, many hurricanes and tropical storms here in Florida. This is one of the strangest I've been witness to, and the amount of panic that has set in is almost unprecedented, the way people are responding to this particular storm. Now,
why? Given the fact that it covers a wide area and it's liable to change over the course of the 3 days that this program airs, it's liable to be in, out, in again, up again, on again. It may not even hit the coast, but the news media has once again flowered all of this, has it not?
That is absolutely correct, and the fact that it may not hit anywhere. I mean, it could skirt right up the coast and become the I-95 hurricane, but nonetheless, I think the panic is a result of so many people have moved here to Florida, and they've never witnessed, they've never been part of even a bad tropical storm, let alone a Cat 4 or possibly a Cat 5 hurricane, and I think that is fueling the panic that we're witnessing right now here in the state of Florida.
So, given that it's a monster of a storm, and people feel somewhat helpless because they're not there, are people moving away? Are they going inland? Are the gas supplies, foodstuffs, what's going on with the supplies?
That's kind of interesting, too, Doug, because in a way, there's no place to run because
to
the storm is so big. You can't run to South Florida from where I'm at on the Space Coast of Florida because the storm could hit there. You can't run to the north to Jacksonville. The storm could hit there. About the only place you can go at the moment is the area of Pensacola, and there's a possibility the storm could hit there as well. So it is bizarre. It is unprecedented, I think, here in the state of Florida. And for veteran hurricane watchers, it really has people shaking their heads, wondering what is going to be happening by the time we get to Tuesday of this coming week.
You know, one of the things that really is very interesting, I saw a picture of a surfer who was up in the air. He went up in the air and landed on a shark. Did you see that picture?
Yes, I did.
That epitomizes the casual Floridian who's not worried about the storm, apparently. All right, good job, John. Thank you. John Harper from WMEL, Rick Jensen, WDEL, Victoria Jones, the D.C. Radio Company, and Rich McFadden with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour, reviewing the top five items from the world of technology this past week. Is Victoria Keelan is here. We'll start at number five, go to number one, Apple and their new credit card, which is a yucca bunga mess. Number five. All right.
Yeah, Apple's new titanium credit card has gotten pretty much nothing but
titanic
bad
mess.
Press. Yeah. The credit card itself works. It's fine. It's backed by Goldman Sachs. It runs through MasterCard's network. There's nothing wrong with using the card. However, the damage that the physical card can endure is pretty much nothing. Apple had to issue an update warning customers that fabrics like leather and denim can cause permanent discoloration to this white Apple credit card, and the damage doesn't wash off either. So if you put and so many people do this, if you just, you know, are going to run out, or if you're going into a bar, you have your one credit card and your ID, you put it in your jeans, and your white pristine titanium card is going to come out looking all streaked with blue or black denim, and there's nothing you can do about it, so the card ends up looking really ugly. Also, it scratches permanently, so if you put it in your wallet that has anything else with it, it can't even be in a slot with another credit card, because the raised numbers on the other credit card can scratch it. It basically is a ridiculous thing. They say clean it regularly with a rubbing alcohol and a microfiber cloth, anything that's super soft. Don't put it in with anything else. If it's with keys or change, it's going to get permanently damaged. It's essentially just something that needs to be carried around in a little glass case because it's so delicate. But people like the look of it. It's an all-white card. It has no numbers on it. It just has the Apple logo. It's very minimalistic looking. It's kind of like an Apple store. But in this case, not designed well at all. But it works fine. It's just not going to look good.
Number four, governments being able to use Facebook to send out alerts. What's the story there?
Yeah, this is actually a great idea. Facebook has always said that they want to be a hub for communities and for sharing information during a crisis. Now they're going to get a chance to. They're going to start working with local governments and first responders to send alerts to the communities through your Facebook page. So if you are in a community where something is going on, whether it's an Amber Alert or if it's a five-alarm fire, hurricane, whatever it is, then you will get an alert through your Facebook page. The reason that this is so good, a lot of people don't have cable TV anymore, so they're not going to get those, you know, the emergency response type messages. And people have Facebook pretty much open on their screen all day at work. Most people do. So it makes a lot of sense, and it will definitely get the message out to people who really need to know when there is an emergency. So I think it's one good thing from Facebook.
Right. Number three, Google Maps versus Waze. Yes or no?
In a sense, yes. Google Maps is going multimodal. So this is, of course, the navigation app. They've launched a new feature that pairs transit directions with biking and ride-sharing options. So customers can get directions from point A to point B using a variety of transportation modes. So now you can not only get directions for driving in your car, you can find out along your route where you can pick up a ride share, like Uber or Lyft, where you can pick up a bike, you know, the bike share, whether it's an electric scooter or a city bike. So it's kind of cool. They're really incorporating all modes of transportation. It makes it a lot more user friendly, and they started testing this out in Denver, and even in Denver, actually, you can purchase train tickets through your Uber account. So Uber and Google are working together to kind of make everything easier. So it makes, if you have to commute every day and you really need to fight the traffic, it's a great thing.
Mm-hmm. Number two, T-Mobile. This is something I said, as soon as I heard about this, I want to take advantage of this.
Yep, I think everyone should take advantage of this. 84% of people say they would like to try a wireless network before they actually switch carriers, but you can't do that. T-Mobile wants to end that. They've got the Uncarrier test drive. You can get a free T-Mobile hotspot for 30 days, take it with you, test out their network, and then you can switch over if you want. Most people will probably want to switch over. It's 600 megahertz. It reaches a lot further than the usual signal. So any T-Mobile store, you pop in and pick up your free hotspot for 30 days.
All right. And the number one item is an Amazon story, not great for them.
No, this is a big warning. The Wall Street Journal did a pretty big investigation into Amazon's products. They found that they're selling thousands of products that are mislabeled, banned, or have been declared unsafe by federal agencies. Some of these products and supplements were even labeled as FDA approved, even though the FDA never vetted them. You have to do your research. Be very careful when you're buying products like that on Amazon.
All right, word to the wise. And those are the top five stories in the world of technology this week. Victoria and Doug at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.